702.
This weekend.
It's arrived. Are you ready to bring your A-game to the party? It is, of course, the DSTV Delicious International Food and Music Festival, returning to the Kyalami Grand Prix circuit this Heritage Weekend. And I'm afraid it is sold out, but it's certainly one of the most anticipated events of the year, because the lineup will feature everybody from Mello and Sleazy to Burna Boy, Angie Stone, Babyface, not to mention the food. I'm joined now by Lloyd Cornwall, who is the DSTV Delicious International Food and Music Festival founder. Lloyd, I mean, congratulations. From 2013, did you have any idea that this would become so big and such a highlight on the social calendar in Gauteng?
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I mean, it was always the plan. So I guess the honest answer to that is yes. You know, there was no music festivals that we could find anywhere in the world where food was as important as music. And, you know, the Delicious Festival has been embraced by the South African public, because especially around Heritage Weekend, because it's all about food, it's about family, it's about music, and it's about fun. So Delicious Festival has exploded in that regard, and I just think it's the perfect combination of food, music, family, and fun.
I mean, it's an absolute cocktail of all those things. And of course, I imagine the last couple of years have been a little challenging because of the pandemic, but it's returning now, and everybody's going to be attending. And perhaps that's one of the reasons the tickets sold out so quickly.
Yeah, I think, you know, the country needs to switch on again. I mean, everybody in the entertainment industry and the event industry has felt the pinch. Obviously, our industry, you know, got hit harder than anybody else. We were literally shut down and told to go home for 3 years. And that, you know, that hurts people financially. So the things I'm most proud of is that we're able to employ, you know, 3,500 people on site now to run Delicious Festival. It means that the industry is back to work. And more importantly, we're switching on summer. You know, it's Heritage Weekend, it's spring. It's almost an official kickstart that this thing is over and we're through it. And I think we need to acknowledge the frontline workers. We need to really thank them for getting us through it, because they were the brave warriors on the front line. And then, you know, the whole industry getting back to work, for me, it's just a joy to watch all these people, amazing people, running around doing what they do so incredibly well.
I've mentioned, of course, some of the people that are going to be entertaining us from a music point of view. But for the foodies, what's in store?
Crikey, there's about 70, 80 different food traders, which are all handpicked by our food panel. So they go all over the country and find the most amazing food trucks and the amazing, you know, unique food traders. It's all about unique food. And whether you're looking for a hand-ready meal, or whether you're looking to walk around the market and build a picnic and pop yourself down in front of the main stage, it's all there for you. And I mean, there is no street food market as big as the street food market at Delicious Festival. So it's a really important component, and it's certainly an aspect that we're most proud of. The music, you know, that's a given. It's going to be amazing. Burna Boy, obviously lighting up Africa right now, so very, very current on the Saturday, and then the Sunday will drop down tempo, and it'll be a little bit more chilled, and obviously Babyface, so I think is the biggest artist we've ever had. Whilst you might not say, oh my God, Babyface, I don't recognize all his hits, he wrote most of the hits for some of the biggest stars in the world, from Mariah Carey to Alicia Keys. What's exciting about Babyface, I mean, this is a guy that's won 12 Grammys, and here he is in Kyalami performing for us on Sunday night. So I'm so excited about that one.
Yeah, I mean, he's not only a songwriter, he's a star in his own right. I'm certainly looking forward to what he will be delivering on Sunday. Lloyd Cornwall, congratulations. And I think you're absolutely right. This is the kickstart to the summer that we all so desperately want.